You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Doing wonderfully.
Yeah? Outstanding. January serving you well?
Yeah. You know what? January is usually a slow month, but it's gone. It's been, I can't believe
anything
it.
Anything but slow. It has been a crazy... If this is emblematic of the rest of the year, we're in for a pretty exciting year.
We got to get ready for Christmas then.
It's coming pretty soon. Yeah. Well, we have a great show today. We're leading off, though, with Melinda Raines, who is a sales manager with Peachtree Residential Properties. Welcome to the show, Melinda. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Melinda, before we get into a conversation around Peachtree Residential, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been selling real estate in the Atlanta market since 1999, working in both resale home sales and new home sales. But new home sales is what I love the most. I'm one of the newest members of the Peachtree Residential team, but most have been with the company for more than 10 years. So there's a lot of tenure with our company.
Great. Could you tell us more about Peachtree Residential?
Sure. We are a top 20 certified professional home builder in Atlanta, and we just celebrated 25 years in business. We are so proud. Peachtree Residential was founded in 1988 by Dave Borson with a commitment to high-quality homes and custom designs. We've built more than 3,000 high-quality townhomes, move-up homes, and luxury homes in some of the best neighborhoods. Our communities are located all across the North Atlanta area, and we have an excellent reputation with our home buyers as well as the real estate community. Realtors recognize the Peachtree Residential name as synonymous with high-quality homes and neighborhoods. Our average home price is around $500,000, but we have neighborhoods as low as the 300s and home neighborhoods as high as over $800,000. We're also currently building in Fayetteville at the Canoe Club and have a community in Charlotte, North Carolina at Lake Norman.
Tell us a little bit more about the communities that you're working on now. Where are they? You mentioned a couple just now. What kind of homes are there? What kind of floor plans, amenities, et cetera? Give us the lowdown.
Yeah, our most popular communities include Provence, which is located in South Forsyth County off of Stony Point Road. Priced from the high 300s to 500s, Provence offers an ideal location just minutes to Georgia 400 and is located within the South Forsyth High School District. We also build in Windermere, that's also located in South Forsyth, with homes starting in the high 300s. This community offers world-class amenities, including the Davis Love Signature Golf Course, 3 pools, 12 lighted tennis courts, and a neighborhood lodge with basketball court and 24-hour fitness. And we just opened a brand-new model home at the Hampshires in Milton. This neighborhood features beautiful, large, wooded acre lots and priced from the mid-500s.
Awesome. That's a really exciting news about a new model. What else do you have planned for 2014?
Our newest communities are going to be Hickory Crest, which is opening in Milton, priced from the 700s. This community will feature 30 home sites on large wooded lots. We also have Hadley Walk that will open in East Cobb off of Post Oak Tritt Road. This community is located in the Pope High School District and will start in the 700s. And we also have Briarcliff Estates off of North Druid Hills Road. These will feature private luxury estate homes priced from the 800s.
Melinda, I doubt that I'm alone in this regard, but if I think about buying a new home or moving into a new home, just making the gazillion different decisions you got to make about countertops and cabinets and, you know, well, the gazillion other things, what kind of help does Peachtree Residential give a dummy like me in sorting all those things out?
Well, we have all kinds of great help there. We have the Peachtree Design Center by Cherry Thorne that's been helping our home buyers customize their homes to fit their individual needs for over 25 years. And it offers a broad variety of choices to fit any budget. You'll find many of the latest design materials as seen on Pinterest or house.com. And our decorating options run from traditional to contemporary and anything in between. You'll love the almost unlimited selections available to personally tailor your own Peachtree Residential home.
So, in addition to having an amazing design center, what else separates Peachtree Residential from other Atlanta builders?
Well, it's our high quality standards and our ability to satisfy the home buyer. Peachtree Residential is a home buyer that will allow our customers to truly customize their home to meet their individual needs. From structural changes to custom decorating selections, we're the builder that says yes. If a certain home plan would work great for your family, if you could just increase the size of the great room 2 feet, we can do that. I've never seen a builder offer so many options.
All right. Melinda Raines will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone?
With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Melinda Raines, sales manager with Peachtree Residential.
Melinda, I got to tell you, I'm curious. There's lots of builders out there, and you've been around the business for a while. Talk a little bit about, you know, from a very personal perspective, why you want to be with Peachtree Residential.
Well, Peachtree Residential is, like I said, is a company that is known for great quality homes, neighborhoods that are all over the North Atlanta area. Communities that we've built over the last 25 years are communities that, as a real estate agent, you know, in my prior career, I would know this is a Peachtree Residential community, and I knew that it was synonymous with a quality neighborhood. So when I wanted to align myself with a brand new home builder, then Peachtree Residential was top on my list.
You talked a little bit about your new model and the things you have going on. Are there any incentives going on for people that want to buy now and not don't want to wait until spring?
Yes, we do have some inventory homes that are on the ground right now that have in some great incentives on them. We are just kind of catching up, as a lot of the other builders in town, I think, are right now, and trying to get more inventory out on the ground. And that's certainly something that we're working on, too. So as far as incentives goes, they are individual by community. So if you want to find out that information, you can contact each individual community that we sell.
And Melinda, talk a little bit about what you're hearing from the folks that are buying. I mean, you're dealing every day with folks that are looking to buy a new home. What kind of questions are they asking? What kind of things are they looking for?
I think one of the major issues that most people look for is a school district. Between that, price range is a very sensitive matter with a lot of folks these days. But school district tends to be the one. Interiors, if you can provide a high quality interior that people have a lot of options in how they want to design their home, I think that's something that more people in today's market are looking for. Our Peachtree Design Center, there are so many options to choose from at the Peachtree Design Center. And if it's something that's not on our shelves, it's something that we haven't offered to you, then, you know, we have the ability to go out and try to find it and still be able to offer that to our buyers.
Do you have a preferred lender that you work with?
Yes, we have three preferred lenders that we work with. We work with Wells Fargo, we work with SunTrust, and we work with Fidelity Bank.
Yeah, and I have heard the phrase closer to custom, and I guess that's getting back to the design center. Do folks,
right.
How do they use that? Do they get intimidated by all those different choices?
Well, it can be very intimidating to walk into something like that if you're not in that business as a profession. And that's why we have great people in the design center that can help you customize your home to fit your exact needs. And again, even structural changes Peachtree can make to our homes. And I think that is something that a lot of people look for and sometimes can't find.
So you talk about custom design and being able to change that room or change that structure. Mm-hmm. What's one of the more interesting changes? I mean, just to give someone an idea, what's one of the more interesting changes in addition to like an extra foot in the great room that you've done to a design or that you've seen, you know, from one of your basic plans to make really that dream home that people are looking for?
Yeah. Keeping rooms seem to be a hot item with people these days. So we've had the ability to add a keeping room if buyer is interested in putting that on their home. The other things are third story retreats. If you don't want a full basement, sometimes just a third story retreat will give you that space that you're looking for.
All right, Melinda, well, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Peachtree Residential?
Yeah, you can like us on Facebook at Peachtree Residential, or you can find us on our website at peachtreeresidential.com, or you can call us at 770-622-2522.
Melinda Raines, sales manager with Peachtree Residential Properties. Melinda, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our next exciting guest, Rebecca Chase Williams with the City of Brookhaven. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, time for today's deal of the day. Ben, what have you got for us?
So today's deal is a reminder, actually, of a previous deal in an upcoming show. It's the International Builder Show and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show coming up on February 4 through 6 in Vegas, baby. It's definitely a show you don't want to miss, and you're coming up on the deadline for it. So just to remind everybody that they should head up there. It's going to be tons of educational sessions from the industry's most respected experts. There's going to be a huge show floor. Their exhibits are going to be the tip top in housing design, development, and gadgets.
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 You got to have your gadgets.
And don't forget, there are special events going on all 3 days.
Ben, who is this show for? Who should be attending this?
Well, the people that should be attending this are anybody that has really a passion for housing, and anybody that really has a passion for housing and where it's going, in addition to, of course, realtors, builders, developers, remodelers, all those people.
Yeah, how about somebody that's just ready to buy a house? I mean, get more different ideas all in one place, anywhere, anytime.
It is one way to soak up everything that is housing and just jump in feet first right into the deep end and get your idea of everything that is amazing about housing in 2014. And if you are a professional or seeking to be a professional, it's a great time to become a member of the National Association of Home Builders. If you do that, full registration for the shows is $375, while non-members are looking at $525 for all 3 days.
It's still a bargain at twice the price for 3 days.
True that.
That's dropping the bucket for what you get.
Well, in addition to, of course, a lower rate on KBIS and IBS, there are tons of great reasons to become a member of the National Association of Home Builders.
Now, I also understand that our colleagues Carol and Mitch will be presenting there as well.
Oh, yes. If you're going, you shouldn't miss presentations by Atlanta Real Estate Forum founders Carol Morgan and Mitch Levinson on the Builder Show side of it.
And let's not lose sight of the fact, for Carol and Mitch to get invited to present at that kind of an event, kudos to them.
Hell yeah.
Definitely kudos to them.
Not everybody gets invited.
And it's a big benefit to everybody who's going to get to see them speak, especially on February 4th about the state of social media in 2014, or on February 5th about the best digital marketing tools of 2014. On the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show side of it, on February 4th, you're going to have My Brother Built It, Why Doesn't It Work? Which is a great reason to look for a professional when it comes to your social media and your web presence.
That is one of the best presentation titles I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. And on February 6th, you're looking at Beyond Facebook, looking at Pinterest, Google+, and more when it comes to social media and ways to market your home, your home building, your remodeling, and all that stuff.
That's good stuff. I'm going to get my tickets to Vegas. How about you, Todd?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm there.
I'm in. Ben, where can people get more information on the two shows and all the learnings to be had?
All right. To learn about the International Builders Show, you'll just go to buildersshow.com. And if you want to learn about the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, just go to kbiz.com, K-B-I-S.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day, and we'll see you in Vegas. All right, and we're back with our next guest, special one for me, being that she represents my hometown. Say hello to Rebecca Chase Williams, member of the Brookhaven City Council. Rebecca, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Great. It's great to be here.
Well, gosh, let's review the resume here. You represent District 1 in the Brookhaven City Council. You are a co-owner on the Dunwoody Crier, retired from ABC News and the mayor pro tem of Brookhaven. That's a semi-retired, I understand.
Right? Yeah.
That's right. Semi-retired. And this is, council is a part-time job, but I put in a few hours for it.
Awesome. Before we get into a conversation around the city of Brookhaven, take a quick sec and tell us more about you and your background.
Well, I've lived all my adult life in the Atlanta area, probably 40-some years. I grew up in Illinois, but came here in the 70s. And I've lived in DeKalb County for about 28 years now. So I've always been active in my community, my neighborhood, my children's schools, civic associations. Now, when I was working a full-time job, I was, traveling a lot with ABC News, but, always tried to be very involved in the community. So when the city of Brookhaven started, when there was talk about that, I was very interested in that and got involved in it and kind of surprised myself by crossing the line from journalism over to being a politician and running for office. So I'm a total newbie when it comes to being a public office holder, but just felt like we had worked so hard to create this city that I wanted to be a part of it. And I felt like these first years were the foundation building and just wanted to make sure it got done right.
So tell us a little bit more about Brookhaven, about what inspired you to rise to public office.
Well, having been involved in local issues, and I had been the appointee on the Zoning Board of Appeals for DeKalb County, so I was very deeply involved in zoning issues. And I think there was a sentiment in our area that we weren't getting the services that we needed. We saw very few police cars. If somebody in my neighborhood had a car stolen, the police wouldn't even come out to the neighborhood. So we really felt like for the taxes we were paying, we didn't get good police services. Our roads were a mess and neglected. And I think what really hurt us was that we have fantastic parks in this area. Murphy Candler, Blackburn, Linwood Park are all in my district. Fabulous parks. And they were so neglected. And so there was an emerging feeling that we could do better. And we also wanted more local control over our zoning issues. That is really the grassroots decisions that controls your neighborhood, the value of your property, what is built next door to you, what kind of subdivisions are built. And we just wanted to have people who actually lived here. DeKalb County is a huge county, as you know. It's 700,000 people. It's larger than many states. And our representatives, even though were good ones, lived in Stone Mountain. And so we just felt like we wanted people who drove our streets, sat in our traffic, lived in our area, were really conversant with all the issues that we faced.
Well, Rebecca, I don't mean to be a contrarian, because yes. I mean, I think of better police protection, better zoning, local control.
Right.
I mean, those are all things that resonate with me big time. But just to look at the flip side of it, it's like, okay, all these wonderful things are going to happen. What's going to happen to my taxes?
Well, I am proud to say that we have lower taxes.
Good answer.
And the history of all the new cities, as you're aware, Sandy Springs, Dunwoody, Milton, Johns Creek, and now us, nobody's raised taxes. In fact, we've cut taxes. So when we started off, inherited the 4 mil rate from DeKalb County, we've lowered it to 2.85.
Wow.
So
that's a big drop.
So
yeah.
It's been a pretty good deal for the taxpayers. And I guess the difference is that we're just guaranteeing that the money you spent, you know, you're still spending the bulk of your tax dollars still goes to your schools and to the county. I mean, we rely on the county for our water and sewer, our jails, our libraries, sanitation, the courts. By constitution have to be run by the county. So you're still sending a big chunk to the county, but that little piece of city tax, you know, is going into your streets and your police and is being spent in your parks and for your services locally.
Well, talk about the Brookhaven Police Department. My wife and I are overjoyed every day when we see that car drive by our front window. We love it. But the police department's only been on the ground now for probably not even 6 months. Talk about that a bit and how that's unrolled. And it seems to have launched very, very nicely.
I would say it's our proudest accomplishment. It was phenomenal that we set up a brand new police department in a matter of months. The police chief was hired in the spring. We launched our police department January 31st. And you've probably seen, we've got these fantastic Ford Interceptors, this really muscular car, black cars.
Nice looking vehicle.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to have to go to Brookhaven just to see the police cars.
Yeah. And there's a real presence now. I mean, Drew Valley knows especially because you all have some issues down there. And you were bereft of police, I would tell you. They have been so welcomed. I'll tell you, let me tell you an anecdote. When our police walk into like Joe's Grill or a restaurant for lunch, they often get a standing ovation. People have been so starved for police presence, and they are being stopped and welcomed and high-fived. So you can see that people really wanted that protection. And, you know, in a lot of places, police are not your friends, but boy, there are friends in Brookhaven.
There are friends for sure. All right, Rebecca Chase Williams will return after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Rebecca Chase Williams, member of the Brookhaven City Council.
So, you talked a lot about the changes that are being made to Brookhaven and about a lot of the upgrades that you're doing now that you're in control and have power of the zoning and the subdivision and things like that. How is that changing the real estate market, and how are you seeing the cityhood of Brookhaven influence real estate desirability and prices there?
Well, I can tell you from what I hear from our real estate agents is that the real estate market in Brookhaven is hot, hot, hot. And I'm told that people are, in fact, attracted to the new city. They're attracted to the lower tax rates. They're attracted to our good schools. Brookhaven, by itself, just has fabulous neighborhoods. And, of course, as you know, in real estate, it's all about location. You know, the only new city that's completely inside the perimeter. So our northern border is 285, our southern border is 85, and 400 goes along the western side. So we're in a great location, literally minutes from downtown. So if you work in Midtown or downtown, you hop on any one of those interstates and you're there in 10 minutes. So it's a fantastic location. So you get the best of urban living, and we are increasingly urban. You know, for years we were kind of a suburban area, but we're seeing much denser growth. We're seeing a lot of mixed-use projects coming on. Our only problem really right now is that we're having a building boom. And so as a new city, trying to keep up with all the permitting, the inspections, the code enforcement, all of that, we've had to really scramble and add more people because people are rebuilding in investing, renovating. It's unbelievable what's going on. And I take that all as a vote of confidence in the city of Brookhaven and what we're doing.
Gosh, if you look at a building boom as the biggest problem you've got, everybody around the country is envious about
that. Is
that
crazy?
Holy cow.
We've let over 1,000 permits in the last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. And no end in sight, I guess.
No. I mean, if anything, we're about to go over. There's a new zoning coming to us this next week up at the Perimeter Center area up at the PCID, which a portion of it is in Brookhaven, like Auto Trader and Cox. Those are in Brookhaven.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Villa Christina. There's a brand new Hyatt Hotel going to open in the spring. There's a new zoning application coming in from Ashford Green, which is owned by John Hancock. It's right at the intersection there. This is breaking news. They're applying for zoning for a 10-story office building and 500 apartments. So they're trying to do much more of a mixed use from what has been a traditional office building. We've just heard that MARTA has let an RFP, a request for proposal, at the Brookhaven MARTA station. And we expect that to be a showplace of a mixed use project of offices, apartments, live, work, play.
Yeah, let me shift gears a little bit. When you say play, talk about things to do. You talked a little bit about the parks earlier on. What else is there to do?
Well, let me just elaborate a second on the parks, because the parks are really our crown jewels. Murphy Candler has a lake. It's home to, you know, the largest little league in the area. It's a fantastic area. We've got Blackburn Park that has 5 miles of the path. I have a lot of walkability now. We're going to increase it. You know, we need some better playgrounds. We need some dog parks. But we have 13 parks in our area and 2 rec centers. But I would tell you, for young people, actually people of all ages, we have some of the best restaurants.
Oh, yeah, you do.
We have fine dining. There you go. If you've been to town Brookhaven, there's a dozen restaurants right there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you, Todd. If you want a play option, town Brookhaven, that's my wife's and I's favorite spot.
Yep, and Cine Bistro is very fun, where you sit and put your feet back and sit in a big comfy chair and watch movies. And we've already launched a couple of festivals. We launched a food truck roundup in the spring that was popular beyond what we expected. We said, well, let's just do something to enjoy our parks. And thousands of people showed up on a Wednesday night. The only problem we had is that when we first started, the food truck sold out. They just couldn't believe it. And so I think people are just, you know, yearning for a sense of community. It's a fun place. They want to have fun. People were walking from all the surrounding neighborhoods. And despite the traffic on Ashford-Dunwoody Road, I mean, it was just, it was great. We had live music, children's activities. Our plan is to launch some more festivals in the spring. I personally want to start a cherry blossom festival in Brookhaven. And I think that's a great economic development tool. And I think it's just fun. If you've ever been in Washington or
I was just going to say that.
Japan.
I've been to Washington a couple times.
Yeah.
And it's magical. I know that cherry trees only last a few weeks, but it's really quite magical to be, you know, when they're in bloom. And so I envision that that's going to be along the path in Blackburn Park and around our lake at Murphy Candler. I think it's a way to brand our city, too, to have cherry trees. And in my mind, everything blooms in Brookhaven. So, you know, the more blooms, the better.
So tell me a little bit about Brookhaven schools, especially for those that are looking to buy real estate and looking to settle roots there and watch their children grow up. And tell us about just the educational opportunities.
Well, we have great schools. To start with, Oglethorpe University is located in Brookhaven, the oldest liberal arts institution in the state of Georgia. Beautiful building right there on Peachtree. Now, for our public schools, we've got really high-scoring Montgomery Elementary and Ashford Park Elementary schools. Our children are District 2 Chamblee. So Chamblee Charter School, you may know, is one of the highest-performing SAT scores in the state. So that's a great high school, as is Chamblee Middle School as well. But we also have some of the premier private schools in our district, too. In my district alone, the Mara School, which is a 100-year independent Catholic school, is in my district. Our Lady of Assumption Catholic School is a Catholic grammar school. And then St. Martin's Episcopal School is right down the road, too. It's actually where my children went, and it's a terrific school. Cross Keys is probably the most diverse high school in all of Georgia. They speak 62 languages there.
62?
62. I can't even think of 62 languages.
That is cool.
Wow.
But it is its own jewel, and we are really working to lift it up as well, because it has been somewhat neglected. But you know what? Their scores look good. The kids are so interesting. It adds this element of diversity that you really don't see in the other suburbs anyway.
All right. Well, Rebecca, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the city of Brookhaven?
Well, first of all, go to our newly relaunched website at www.brookhavenga.gov. You can actually click a link on there that says contact us, or there's a link for me, so you could contact me through that link as well. But you'll see a thing that says I want to, and if you want to report a code violation or get a permit for a building or cut down a tree or whatever it is you want to do.
Get the schnicks evicted.
There you go. Get your neighbor to mow his lawn or something. You can click on any of those. But you can reach me at rebecca.williams@brookhavenga.gov too.
All right. Rebecca Chase Williams, City Council, District 1 with the City of Brookhaven. Rebecca, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us, and we'll see you around
the hood. Thank you so much. Yes, absolutely.
All right. See why I've made Brookhaven my home today?
Nice.
There you go.
I do. I didn't believe you. I believe Rebecca.
Well, that makes sense.
It's the happening place.
It sure is. All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Melinda Raines, Rebecca Chase Williams, my co-hosts Ben Heisler and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.